If we come up with some kind of system where we have maybe a quarterly removal of, you know, big items like suites of furniture or baths or, you know, stuff like that, we get them taken off the island, subsidised maybe by the council, or if there's a payment per house, you know, per household, however we want to work it, but just so that there's something in place there that could work into the future, rather than seeing, you know, this kind of stuff at the side of the road. Hopefully that'll never go, we'll never go back to those days, but we just need to have something there for people to be able to get rid of this.
Because thankfully the Scrum Republic was responsible and did end up paying a large sum of money, whereas there could very easily become an instance of just fly tipping or burning or other less valuable ways of removing waste.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think many people would do that anymore, but it's just the cost. I mean, that's a very high cost for getting rid of, you know, something that we should be able to do quite easily. I mean, we can on the mainland go to these centres. There's one in Dunloe, but it's getting not everybody has access to a van or to getting this kind of stuff off the island. So if we can have a bit of help from the council there, that would be fantastic.